Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna. I'm so excited, so thrilled that you're here with me today. And today is all about me and my journey and how I've come to the place that I am in this very moment and how I've evolved in myself and my personality, but also how my business, my coaching and mentoring business has grown and unfolded in the past. So let's do it. I want to start with a little story, or actually two stories, that explain a lot about me and my life and why I'm here where I am in this very moment. The first story is in my teenager years, and I think it was around 13, 14 years old. And you probably know high school and you know how it is. Like even in Germany, I grew up in Germany. There are like the popular kids and the not so popular kids. There's always a group of people which seems to be the chosen ones, the one everyone is looking up to. Everyone wants to be their friends. Everyone wants to dress like them, like the chosen ones. And I remember it so clearly. I wanted to be one of them. I wanted to belong there. So every night I was lying in my bed and I was praying, literally praying and begging, but also envisioning and seeing and dreaming about how it would be to be one of those kids. And suddenly one day I realized I am one of the popular kids. This was so shocking to me. It was honestly so shocking to me. I remember the feeling of like, oh gosh, it happened. And it really made me withdraw because I was so scared of my power. I was scared to be too powerful, too much, too big, too strong. And overall, I was scared that if this worked, what if everything works like that? What if I just have to see it and envision it and dream about it and then I will come? I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. I mean, if that's like the magic trick and if I do it, I will have this amazing life and everyone doesn't. And that's not fair. So I can't use that. And I really remember how fearful and scared I was about that. Like things become reality because I've just seen them and envisioned them and dreamed about it. I was like, And that's the first story. The second story is that like around the same time I started to dance and I just took regular classes and then it unfolded that I became part of a group of dancers and it's like a competition group and it was hip hop dancing. So we practiced like 3 to 5 times a week and we went to all the competitions all over Germany and we actually were quite good. It was so much fun and I felt like I belong and it was just like this amazing community that I really loved. However, I also remember that I was always scared to be seen too much, that I would express myself too much while dancing, that I would do some weird faces or some weird movement or that I would forget some move or something. And then I was also so scared that someone wouldn't like me, someone would reject me, someone would say, oh, she's just too much, or she's not good enough, or she's just like this or that. And I was so scared that I was still holding back. I remember that so vividly, like, no, I can't like express myself too much. Better a little less, but staying safe in the zone where I know the movement, I know what to do, but not going crazily wild. I also remember that there were like I was in this group and there were also like duos, so two people dancing together or solo, just one person dancing on their own in front of so many people. I saw it. I was like, I want to do that as well. I felt that feeling inside. I was like, I want that. I want to be that. I want to do that. I want to dance like that. I want to express myself like that. I want to stay in my power like that. But I never did, because I was just too fearful, just too scared about the other people, about what other people would say or do or think about me. So I never, ever did it. And when I look back now, it's kind of sad, because I was just a teenager to fully express myself and be myself and get to know myself better. Is such a gift, such a gift. And even if someone would not have liked it, I would have been okay. But there was no one really fully supporting me in this journey and really giving me the confidence that I could do it and that I can express myself fully. So then I did my high school degree. I traveled a bit, and then I started to study international management in English in Munich in southern Germany. And I did it for a year, but already after a couple of months, I was like, why am I doing that? Where am I even going with that? And I always loved like creative art and just being creative. Dancing, but also singing and acting. And then I applied at an acting school. And they actually said, we are sorry, but we are already full for this next year. And then they came back to me and they were like, well, there's still one spot because someone doesn't take their spot. They are not coming. So there's one spot left. Do you want to come and do the audition? And I was like, yes, I want to come. And I just went there and I gave everything. And I was so happy and so content afterwards. I felt so whole and so just in my heart happy. And they told me, we are coming back to you in like a week or so. And I was like, okay. And after 3 days, they wrote me, you have got the spot. You can come for next year and do the acting training. I was like, oh. So I did an acting training for 2 years, started to do yoga on the side, loved it so deeply. And then during all those like months of like acting and yoga, I realized I really love to be myself. I just feel so whole in myself now. I got to know myself so much better. I learned so much about human behavior and feelings and emotions and everything. I just want to be myself. And I don't want to be an actor that always like goes into different characters and things like that. I was like, no. So I was thinking, what else did I love? And I always loved breathing exercise and speech and voice and everything like that. So I did another training, full-time training in speech and voice therapy and presentation and things like that. And from there, I actually went to Hamburg and started to teach there as a yoga teacher, because I already have done my yoga teacher training as well. And I also started to work as a coach in speech and, yeah, pretty much how to present yourself and how to speak better. So that's what I did. And after a horrible breakup, I really started to question my life. And I was like, why am I even here? What do I even want to do? What is this all life even about? And I came in contact with coaching and I felt right away, that's it. That's my thing. Because it's about changing and I love change. It's about me as a person and it's about other people and their personality. It's about creating your own life. I was like, that's it. I want that. I want to dive deeper into that. And I already started reading all the books in personal development since a couple of years when I started my acting training. That was really the pivotal moment where I started that on a very conscious level, where I was like, I just want to dive into that. I just want to learn it and understand it and like work with it. So I did all the coaching trainings, like so many, and hypnotherapy with Marissa Peer and tapping trainings, different ones, and so many like spiritual trainings with Gabby Bernstein and also Joe Dispenza, and just like everything that was out there and everything that I wanted to do, I just did it. And then in 2019, in the beginning of 2019, I went full-time coaching, and it worked from the very first moment. It was crazy. I earned more money. I loved what I did, and I had such a level of freedom and everything. I just loved it. So then I did coaching for a couple of years. And then in 2022, there was a shift. First of all, I suddenly had the same experience than when I was a teenager. I suddenly lived my vision. I had envisioned before when I was starting coaching, like my dream apartment in Hamburg and like coaching and how much I wanted to earn and everything. And suddenly I lived and I was like, oh gosh, this thing happened again. And then it also felt like, okay, that is like everything that you could have experienced in Hamburg. You need to travel. You need to move on. There was like an intuitive guidance, an intuitive impulse. So I started traveling, and in the travel, a lot changed. First of all, I realized how much I love English. Also, there was a lot of healing, past healing of things that I haven't looked into in the last years before. And also, just a really big shift in consciousness and how I actually create my own life. So there was a lot of shifting inside how I perceive life, how I live my life, how I consciously or unconsciously created my life so far, and so much more. But there was also a big shift on the outside. I realized that more of my people were coming, not just because of coaching, but they wanted mentoring as well. For me, coaching is really, I help you to find your own path, but I don't know what your path is. I don't know like which way you have to go, because you know everything. You have all the answers in you. So coaching is a lot of connecting you to your intuition, your inner guidance. It's healing old core wounds, past pains, everything that hasn't been cleared in like your childhood, teenager years. And then it's also changing your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, so you become a match for a new reality, what you really want. But it also has a level of me always standing a bit back and just leaving you lots of space. Mentoring, on the other hand, is me leading you. It's me giving you the path that I have walked, because I have already walked the path. I'm already where you want to be. So I can help you to walk the path much quicker, with much more ease, with much more shortcuts, so you get there more efficiently. And what I found is that there were more people coming who already had a business and were like, I want to live it like you, like more intuitive and flowy and easy, but also in alignment with me and not so stressful. Or other people who were like, I want to build a coaching business as well, and I want to learn from you because I like your style. So I realized there's a change. And honestly, I was a bit scared of mentoring as well, because I was like, who am I to tell you? However, then I looked out in the coaching scene and was like, well, they are doing it. And I know I have the same experience, I have the same knowledge, and I love my people and I want to help them. So let's do it. And the moment when I stepped into my mentorship feet, like my new shoes, it felt like I'm stepping into bigger shoes. And really owning those shoes and owning mentorship, it felt like such a relief. It was like suddenly I felt like even more at home. And I finally allowed myself that things could come through me that I was holding back before. So it was another level of stepping into my greatness and owning my full power. And then, a couple of weeks ago, I was in a shopping mall and I saw, or actually I heard it first, hip-hop music, modern music, screaming, people, masses. I was like, there has to be something and I have to see it. So I went and there was a dance contest. And in this moment, I felt the pain from when I was younger. The pain when I didn't fully show myself. When I didn't fully step into my power. And I realized that's my biggest work. For me and for the clients and the people that are in my field. I want to be in my power and my greatness. And I also want it for all the people that surround me. And I'm not doing the same mistake when I was a teenager and I didn't know better. Because I now know better and I now have the tools. So with stepping into my power more and more and more, I also realized how I grow more and more and more, and people in my surrounding and my containers can grow more and more and more as well. And that was also a pivotal moment for me to really get this deeper connection to my purpose here on this planet. And we're going to talk about purpose as well in the next episodes. So for now, that's everything I'm going to share with you. I hope from my heart that you have a better understanding about me now, about my life, about what I'm about. And I also hope that you could connect to your own greatness, your own strength, your own power, and feel that there's something more in you that wants to be lived. And if you feel a call, there's a Facebook group. It's called Divine You. You can step into it. And this Facebook group is just there to hold you in your power and deepen the work we are going to talk about in the next episodes, because it's going to be epic. Each episode will be life-changing. If you feel the call, you can also share this podcast episode. You can ask me questions on Instagram or connect with me on Instagram and say hi. You can say what you take from this episode. And especially if you're here the first time, I'm so curious to get to know you better. So say hi on Instagram. And if you feel the call for one-on-one coaching and mentoring, you can always go on my website. There's an application form. You can just put everything in there. And then we're going to talk with each other and see how I can support you in stepping into your dreams and your full power. So looking forward to talk to you next week. See you then. Bye-bye.